So this quotation is included in the Lagu Bhagavatamrita. And it's from the Kurma Purana. Hare Krishna. The Lagu Bhagavatamrita is a literature by Rupa Goswami. Because his older brother Sanatana Goswami wrote the Brihat Bhagavatamrita, isn't it? Which was the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam, all the Siddhanta, all the philosophical truths about devotional service from the Brihat Bhagavatamrita, which was a very summary of the Srimad Bhagavatam, still a very lengthy literature. So, the lagu of that, or the essence, this small lagu, Bhagavatamrita, is written by Jiva Goswami. And that is very much the essence about Krishna's form and his avatars and how he expands himself is all explained in there. In a very clear way, very precise way. If you want to, sometimes we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's all the chapters. Lord Chaitanya is explaining to Sanatana Goswami all about the kala and the part and the, the vaibhav prakash and all these different, and it's very, very difficult to understand. But there in that Lagu Bhagavatamrita, you can find essentially the points very clear, very precisely and concisely presented. This is considered by, concise and precise is considered by Krishnadas Kaviraj to be, he quotes this very fine speech, mitam cha saram cha vachu hi vagmita iti, he says. That which is mitam, it's sweet, saram, it's essential, bachuhi, that type of speech, bhagmita iti, very good speech, perfect speech. I think Srila Prabhupada translates that as some maybe eloquent truths. Remember that type of it? Spoken. It's true eloquence. Yes, it's like that. Very nice. You remember that verse? Yes? That sentence. Truth spoken concisely is true eloquence. Bacho mitam cha saram cha. Bacho hi vagmita iti. Just give the essence. Just give it. And give it a palatable delivery. It's considered to be very fine speech. Sometimes to give people the straight facts is necessary. But when there's an element of compassion mixed with the speech, then we'll be try to deliver it in a palatable way. Factual, but palatable, is considered very fine speech. So Lagu Bhagavatamrita is a very concise literature, extracting all the various conclusions. And therefore, in there, Rupa Goswami quotes from the Kurma Purana. And that's this here. Deha dehi vibhago yam neshwari vidyate kvachit. In the context here, this chapter of Antya Lila is very, very sweet. Very, very nice. It's entitled Ramananda Raya Instructs Pradyumna Mishra. And you may remember that this is a pastime carrying on from the pastime of Ramananda Raya instructing Pradyumna Mishra. And Pradyumna Mishra was a very highly qualified, cultured Brahmin. And he wanted to know from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to hear the subject of Krishna Katha. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent him to Ramananda Raya, who was by caste considered to be a Sudra. He sent him to go to hear from him. And when he went to hear from him, not only was he a lower caste than Pradyumna Mishra,
Also, he was engaging in activities which were perhaps not so, what would you say, authorized, a type of, what would you say, appreciated or kind of normal behavior, recognized behavior. He was massaging young girls' bodies, preparing them for the dancing before Lord Jagannath. Anyway, in this story, the essential teachings were that the subject matter of Krishna is not the monopoly of the higher castes. It has nothing to do with caste. It's all to do, literally, with having the knowledge. Kiba vipra kiba nyasi sudri kininai. These are not considerations. These are not things that will determine who is or who has the knowledge of Krishna. So in this sending Prajumna Mishra, the very high-class cultured Brahmin, to hear Harikatha from Ramananda Rai, who was so much lower than him in the social system, was a very substantial point of teaching from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's about substance. It's not about our social status. It's about what we are in substance. Therefore, whenever it in the Shastra it says, find a guru, it doesn't specifically say anything other than, you know, they should be situated well, stotriyam brahmanishtam. They should be, the person should be situated in a continuum of devotion. And they should be very rich in knowledge of the scriptures. No external recommendations are given. Neither does it say in male body or female body. It speaks about the qualities or the characteristics of the person who can fulfill the role. So Krishna Tattva Beta, this is the most important part, and we shouldn't feel inhibited if we're approaching somebody who's of a lower social status than ourselves. That's not the determining factor. This point was presented very clearly. So then, if you just think for a moment, it goes into this pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where all of a sudden this Brahmin turns up in Jagannath Puri, who wants to read his poetry to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he's a kavi. He's a very learned Brahmin, cultured, poetic, and he's written very finely poetry, devotional poetry. And he's very enthusiastic to speak it to Lord Chaitanya. But even just the mention of that, then those who surrounded Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, understanding his mood, or who's very close to him, Srup Damodar Goswami, he just then said, forget it. And Bhagavan Acharya, who was related to the Brahmin, he was continually requesting, oh, just please hear it, Sarup. Because everything would be screened by Srup Damodar before it could get anywhere near Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Srup Damodar made a very strong point. But look, it's not a devotional literature is and poetry is something that has to be correct in Siddhanta. Not something to experiment with. And therefore, it's better we just forget this and we don't read it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Please warn them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, very particular about rasa. He would become angry to hear a corruption in rasa. In a previous class I gave, I spoke about this corruption in the Rasavas. Uparas, Anuras, Aparas. These three different elements of rasa. Uparas, Anuras, Aparas. That which is unfavorable to rasa. That which is inferior to rasa. And that which is against rasa. These are all considered forms of rasavas. Just like the example of uparas, where Mother Yasoda is feeling so much anxiety to free Krishna, feeling Krishna's full dependency upon her, was nourishing and sustaining her parental feelings. But one of the relations of the co-wives of Devaki, of Mathura, when she said, "Oh, why worry for feeding? Because he's the supreme Bhagavan anyway." So this is against the parental rasa. If we were to come into the sacred land of Vrindavan and have darshan of Mother Yasoda, and see her in such anxiety to feed baby Krishna, we say, "Why are you in so much anxiety? He's Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavam." This is completely opposed to the rasa of Vatsalya Prem. So therefore, for somebody who's cultivating that mood, to hear those things is not supportive of that mellow. It's against it. It's rasabhas. Then the anu, inferior form of rasa, the example was given when Narad Rishi, he saw a parrot reciting Vedanta Sutra and he felt adbhut. Ah, that's wonderful. He felt adbhuta ras. He was in wonder. But because it was not related to Sri Krishna, the rasa, it was independent of Sri Krishna, therefore inferior. It's a form of rasavas. And finally, the aparas was opposed to when Krishna was Ranchurji and running, he's running away from what was his name, the king? Jarasandha. Then Jarasandha was laughing. Hasyaras. Hasyaras is a form of rasa, which is when one is in laughter. But his laughter was not anything to do with Krishna consciousness or in any way related to Krishna, any positive, any favorable way. It was a completely unfavorable activity. Unfavorable activity. So this is rasa vas. So Srup Damodar, he doesn't want Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be exposed to any of this stuff because he's experiencing and living the highest, most ujjala rasam. Anarpita charam chirat karuna yavatina kalo samarpaitam unad ujjala rasam sabhakti sriyam hari purita sundra jyuti kadamba sandipita sadahridai kandare spurito vaha sachinandana. Let that Lord Sachinandan remain with it in the core of our hearts. Anarpita chiram chirat. Who very, very, very rarely does the Supreme become so merciful. Unat ujjala rasam sabhakti sriyam. He was relishing within himself unat ujjala rasam, the highest rasa, and distributing it to others. So therefore, Srup Damodar was like a fence around Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to stop anybody coming in and creating any disturbance to his transcendental mood. Now, if you think about it, a Brahmin went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to hear Harikatha. He sent him to a sudra. Now a Brahmin came to speak Harikatha to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it was rejected. So the same point again is substantiated. It's a question of having the correct mood, the correct knowledge. That's what's required. So herein, Srup Damodar Goswami was pressured so much by Bhagavan Acharya that finally he said, all right. Let him read some poetry. And everybody was enthusiastic. Great. And finally when he read his poetry, he began to read, "The Supreme Personality of Godhead has assumed a golden complexion and has become the soul of the body named Lord Jagannath, whose blooming lotus eyes are widely expanded. Thus he has appeared in Jagannath Puri and brought dull matter to life. May that Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dev bestow upon you all good fortune." Now when he spoke the verse, everybody thought, wow, that was very nice. But Srup Damodar was very shocked and silent. Then he said, "Could you explain that a little more, please?" Because he had created some distinction between the body and the personality of Godhead, saying that the Jagannath is just a dull matter, the deity. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Atma, who's given life to the body. So then when he explained this a bit more, then Srup Damodar became angry with him. He expressed in anger. "Because you have committed an offense to Lord Jagannath and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you will attain a hellish destination." That's the result of reading such poetry before such an elevated Vaishnava. "You'll attain a hellish destination." And then Srup Damodar is now speaking and quoting, "Deha dehi vibhagoyam neshvara vidyate kvachit." This verse is from Kurma Purana. And he's speaking about the transcendental body, the form of the Lord, and it being non-different from the personality of Godhead and his form being non-different. "Deha dehi vibhagoyam neshvara vidyate kvachit." Vibhago means division. Like in books, we'll see Purva Vibhag, etc., etc. These are the various chapters, the various divisions of Shastra. In the actual original verse in the Kurma Purana, it says, "Vibhed. Deha dehi vibhedastu neshvara vidyate kvachit." This body, the deha and dehi, possessor of the body, they vibhed. No, na isvara. For Ishwar, there is no vibhed between deha and dehi, between the body and the atma. That's not to be found. Vidyate in this case means it's not known, it doesn't exist. It's rejected, this point that's being made here by this pundit. This is the Lord's form. There's no distinction. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains this, and so especially when he meets Prakashananda Sarasvati, he expresses this, "Deha dehi nama namir, Krishna nahi ved, jivara dharma nama deha, swarupa vibed." This is the difference, this is the distinguish between the jiva and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or the conditioned jiva. Nama nami, deha dehi nama namir, that the body and the possessor of the body, the name and the possessor of the name, Krishna nahi ved. Ved. Vibed means great distinction. Ved means distinction. Difference. So between the possessor of the body and the body, between the possessor of the name and the name, Krishna nahi ved, there is no difference. It's one and the same. However, jiva dharma, Jivara dharma means the nature of the jiva. Jivara dharma nama dehi swarupa avid. Ved. Jivara swarup. There is distinction for the jiva between deha, the body and the self, the name and the self. These are all different from the swarup, the constitutional identity of the jiva. So the Lord's body is transcendental. It's not mundane. This is described. And the Gopal Tapani Upanishad is often quoted for this. Satchitananda Rupaya. Satchitananda Rupaya. The form of Krishna is Satchitananda. It's absolute eternity, absolute chit knowledge, and absolute bliss. Krishnaya Klishtakarini. This form of Krishna, who is Aklishtakarini, who does everything at ease, and who also removes all the disturbance of everybody. Namo Veda, Namo Vedanta Vedhaya. I'm offering my respects to him who is only known through the Vedas, who is only known through Vedanta. Namo Vedanta Vedhaya. This is his position. Now this knowledge of Krishna, we know Satchidananda, we hear about the form of Krishna, we hear about his transcendental pastimes, but all of this is simply understood by us through the Shastra. Through different means, we may understand some things about the temporary nature of life, we may understand some matters about the Atma. This is all things that we can conclude from our experience and through living a life of sattva, sattvat sanjayate jnanam, then we can even understand some aspects of our spiritual nature. However, this knowledge of Krishna and Krishna's form is only understandable to us through the Vedas. It means it's accepted on authority. Accepted on authority. No other way. Vyasadeva in the Vedanta Sutra states, Shastra Yonivat. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. He explains you should inquire into spirit. Then he explains that he who is the supreme, everything is emanating from that person. Then Shastra Yonivat. And all of this is understandable through the scriptures. This standard of knowledge, or this knowledge of the absolute personality of Godhead, is only available to us through the Shastra. And we accept it on that basis. The Shastra says, Satchidananda. His form is Satchidananda. There's no difference between his form and his soul, between his name and himself. There's no difference in these things. It's stated in Shastra, and we accept it on the basis of Shastra. Therefore, right here, Srupa Goswami is giving this quote. Deha Dehi Vibhagoyam. He's just quoting the Shastra. This is well known because it's stated in Shastra. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Gopinath Acharya is trying to convince Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya about the position of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme, then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, a great logician, is having so much problem with understanding that. And he was just even though he saw such symptoms which of love of God in a person that he considered could not be found in a regular person, still he could not grasp the point. So therein, it was expressed by Gopinath Acharya. He quoted so many verses from Shastra. But still, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya could not comprehend or accept that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the personality of Godhead. So even is the Shastra enough in itself? The only way that we can comprehend or understand something of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is stated in Shastra. But he couldn't, even though the Shastra was being explained to him, he couldn't accept it. So another point was mentioned in there, a very important point, where he states that anumana pramana nahi ishwar tattva jnani, that the ishwar tattva, knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is not available to anybody through logic, anuman. Anuman pramana nahi ishwar tattva jnani. Kripa bina ishwarera keha nahi jani. Ishwarera kripa. Without mercy, without the grace of God Himself, then knowledge of Him, His Satchidananda form, is unavailable to anybody without His mercy. Ishwarera kripa lesha hoita jahar seita ishwara tatta jani bhari pari. A person who has received the kripa or the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, such a person and only such a person can comprehend the Satchidananda Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, not possible. Not possible. This is also stated by Lord Brahma. Atapite deva patambo jadvaya prasada leshanu grihita evahi janati tattam bhagavan mahimma nachanyam eko pi tiram vichinvan. That only by the prasada lesa, only by the mercy of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Padambuja, by His lotus feet, then janati tattvam bhagavam mehimna. Only and only then can a person understand the Satchidananda form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Through the scriptures it is stated that by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this can be realized and accepted, and not otherwise. So, this is the Lord's form, completely contrasting our situation here, jivara dharma nama dehi sarupar vibhed. Our form, our spiritual sarup, and our bodies, they're all completely different. Our body is temporary, our pleasure is temporary, our environment is temporary, but we are eternal as the spirit souls. So this is the point that's taught here by Srup Damodar Goswami, and he's very upset with this Brahmin poet who has been very excited to read his poetry. And what's stated here is that Rupa Goswami has set the standard for all poems, all dramas, etc., etc. And one must follow in the standards of Rupa Goswami. Once I prepared a whole big drama in Vrindavan of Gurukul boys, they were performing a Krishna killing Aristasura and the appearance of Radhakund, and everybody really, really appreciated the drama so much. Everybody in the Kartik festival said, "This is fantastic." One person wasn't there, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, and he was very particular about drama. He wrote the Jagannath Priyanatakam play, isn't it? All according to the correct standard of Rupa Goswami. So when he came to Vrindavan, everybody recommended me, "You must perform this drama for TKG. You must. This is such a good drama. You must perform it for TKG." So, foolishly enough, I thought this is my great moment here for name, fame, distinction, adoration. So I got everybody together and set the whole thing up to perform a drama. And then when I came in with all the players, usually I'm behind the scene helping everyone get ready and preparing them and managing the music. But when I came in, I saw there was a vacant seat beside TKG. And people were saying, "The seat's for you." I was getting a bit nervous by that time. Or my increased nerves. So I sat beside him, and then the play started. But because he knew this, the very, system of drama and every aspect of how drama should be performed in our culture. Then he just tore me to shreds through the whole, nonstop, through the whole, how come you started the scene like this? There's three ways to start a scene. Someone should come in and announce this, that, so many things. You failed to do that. You failed to do this. You've not done this properly. That's all very shoddy. And anyway, it took me some time to recover from that. But, you know, anyway, Phil's Russian, isn't it? Where angels fear to tread. On this, writing about Krishna, speaking about Krishna, it's just so important that we do our best to grasp the Siddhanta, to grasp the Krishna Tattva clearly and repeat what we've learned from the scripture. And by the grace of God, by the grace of Lord Sri Krishna, perhaps we'll understand it deeply, this Satchitananda form of Sri Krishna, perhaps in this life. So I'll end there.